Welcome to the Business and Leadership Channel. My name is Michelle Boulay, and I'm so honored to be a sponsor here at this amazing conference because it's my passion to help you connect to your own inner leader and let that transform the businesses and relationships you create. I'm a life coach and healer and an internationally recognized award-winning dance artist. And dancing taught me to listen to my own inner voice and let that guide me to my success. A very common thing that happens for business owners, creatives, and leaders is that you're so close to your next goal or breakthrough and then you stop. Doubt kicks in, worry, procrastination, fear, overwhelm, which kill growth in your business and creative process. So I'm giving a talk here on Saturday, October 24th, where you'll learn tools so that you can show up with clarity and belief in yourself and your ideas, consistency to keep showing up, and the embodied and intellectual understanding to move you gracefully through the challenges you'll meet as you grow, as you go for your goals. If you can't make it live, pick up your phone now, go to Instagram or Facebook, find me, follow me, and DM me the word success, and I'll send you the free resource I'll be sharing at my presentation. It's also in the show notes. However, I do recommend you attend live here or at my main stage presentation to get the full scope of what I'll be sharing to help you realize your creative dreams. And now, please enjoy this next presentation.
Mark is on a mission to help purpose-driven entrepreneurs and business leaders have a big impact on the world with their message. He previously served as country manager of the Movember Foundation, where he helped raise 2.8 million euros for men's health and inspired 110,000 fundraisers to take part, winning multiple awards along the way. Now, since then, Mark has worked with disruptive brands, pioneering organizations, and forward-thinking leaders, including Google, Samsung, YouTube, Guardian, Virgin Startup, Insead, Intuit, Method and Ecover, L'Oreal, and State Street. His weekly podcast, The Unconventionalists, which is a top 20 UK podcast, by the way, has reached over 135,000 downloads on Apple Podcasts across 100 countries, and his videos have been viewed over 2 million times on social media. His TEDx talk, What They Don't Tell You About Entrepreneurship, has become the most watched TEDx Cardiff talk of all time, which is pretty impressive. Today's session, How to Raise Your Profile and Make an Impact on the World with Your Message, will guide us through the essential steps to help us stand out from competition and cut through the noise by becoming the type of people who can shine the spotlight on what truly matters. All right, Mark, and with that, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you so much, Christopher. So it's always strange to like hear someone read out your bio, but a warm welcome, everybody. Really excited to be here. Put a thumbs up in the chat if you can see my screen. Hopefully you can see the screen that I'm sharing with you right now. So as we begin this party, I want to know, where are you on your journey? Where are you on your journey of podcasting? Like, have you launched a podcast? Are you here to get some tips on how to make it better? Have you been thinking about launching a podcast, but you've been maybe for a while, for a few years, for a few months? Like, where are you at? Like, let me know in the chat section, where are you on your podcasting journey? So just so I have an understanding of who's in the room, and understand where you're at. You think about launching, great. Think about, like, you could be podcast curious, right? Maybe you're podcast curious. Cool. So most people are going to be around that category at a thought level, not quite sure. We've got some great questions about imposter syndrome, 100%. Have an idea, not launched yet. Great. Okay. Lots of intentions. Brilliant. Because we are now in this international virtual world, where are you? Like, I've saw some people from Slovenia. I actually recognize a couple of you in the chat room. Like, where are you tuning in from? We've got someone from France, Malaysia, Austria, Ireland, Amsterdam, Germany, London, South Africa, Indonesia. That is crazy. Kent, get in, Kent. I went to uni at Kent. Finland, Pakistan, India. Right. So we have a truly global international community and audience today. And super grateful for all of you tuning in today and picking this session to spend a bit of time together. China, Slovenia, New York. Amazing. So just to be clear, you're going to be here because you're interested in finding a bit more about podcasting and if podcasting is the right fit for you and your message, your business, and the impact you want to have in the world. Just a heads up, because we live in this new world of crazy blending life and work, I've got kids, should be asleep, but if for whatever reason they come storming, trooping in, we'll just make them my co-hosts. for the rest of the talk. So just so you know, one of the things is that we have a very, very short amount of time together, right? Like we've got barely like 45 minutes together. And I'm going to try and teach you what I normally teach people over like 4 weeks, what I'm going to do in 45 minutes. So success, reward, speed. Yaya Bakker taught me this. So we're going to go pretty quickly. I'm not going to spend too much time on myself because frankly, you can find all the information. It's all Googleable. I want to share with you some insider knowledge. But if you want to connect with me at Mark DeRoost, and if you want to listen to my podcast, Unconventionalist, brilliant. So as Christopher mentioned, I was country manager of the Movember Foundation, where really I understood the power of impact when you have a clear message and a compelling story to share. And through that, I kept on telling stories and sharing the message of Movember, and I had a very small budget and very big goals and ambitions. And I ended up being on the radio, I ended up being on TV and newspapers, magazines, all this stuff. And it was always trying to have a bigger impact on the world. And our mission back then was to change the face of men's health and have an everlasting impact on men's health. And I'm here to help you impact the world with your message. That's my mission. That's why I'm here. And I've been doing this in person with in-person accelerators. We obviously had to go online. You can find out all about that on theunconventionalists.com. And again, if you're on Instagram or social media, please come and say hi. So the power of podcasting. In a nutshell, I, just like you in 2015, started with zero idea. I had no plan, no strategy, no community, nothing. And if you go back to episode number one, you'll actually hear me say, welcome to episode one, to the yet to be named podcast. I didn't even have a name. I've made so many mistakes along the way. But 5 years in, I've been hosting some of the most incredible people I know. And some of them you know and heard of, some of them you never have. And one of the reoccurring comments I get from people is, thank you for helping me discover people I would have never met if it weren't for your show. It's broadcast now, I think, in 10 different platforms. It's got me to meet some really truly, you know, interesting and inspiring and amazing people. It then started slowly going from just audio to filming the actual podcast to then doing a live event in front of hundreds of people for the 100th episode. And this led me to amazing opportunities such as hosting Chris Guillebeau. Does anybody know Chris Guillebeau? If you do, put yes in the chat section. Amazing guy. Wrote a bunch of books, really cool books, The $100 Startup, The Pursuit of Happiness, The Art of Nonconformity, and so forth. And so as people got in touch and asked me to host him when he came to London to give a talk, I got invited to go and give a TEDx talk. If you a little bit of you wants to one day give a TEDx talk, put that down in the chat box as well. Say TEDx or TED Talk. But where I shared what I learned from interviewing over 140 people about what it's really like to put yourself out there. Great, Colin. You wanna give a talk? So does Tonya. That's amazing. But again, through the podcast, you get to meet people. Anybody knows Lewis Howes from the School of Greatness? One of the top US podcasters. He is a massive unit. He's really tall in real life. Like I was very surprised at how tall Lewis was. The bottom line is 140 episodes out, 160,000 downloads actually now, over 100 countries, and a top 15 podcast. So I'm going to share with you how all of that helped me to then go and impact more people, how my message online ended up helping me impact even more people than I could have in person. And as a speaker, I've been able also to coach and mentor influencers, speakers, business leaders, and founders of startups. And I found two fundamental truths through this whole journey. Everyone needs a purpose. We all need something, a quest. If you want to find out more about that, go and check out my TEDx talk. We all need something to drive us, to give us meaning, to give us reason to get up in the morning. And the second thing is, which can be very uncomfortable for a lot of people, is that being yourself is good for business. Those are the two fundamental truths I believe in. And I'm hopefully going to be able to translate that to you. So why do I think podcasting is amazing? So beyond the whole business and opportunities and so forth, it's an opportunity to share your world and inside expertise, experience in such a way that for a lot of people can feel much safer than, say, social media per se or video, because you can be from the comfort of behind your microphone and in your room. So for introverts, ambiverts, it can be a beautiful medium for you to get your message out there. But also it enables the world to see and touch things that we would have never been exposed to if it weren't for podcasts. These are just three of my shows that for me have completely expanded my mind that I wouldn't have known about had it not been for podcasting. So real quick in the chat, I'm going to take a sip of water. I'm just going to use this opportunity to interact with you, to drink some water. Why do you want to start a podcast? I know that you might just be curious. I know that you might just be thinking about it, but why do you want to launch a podcast? Like what's like something that's been driving you? Is it because you've seen everybody launching a podcast? Is it because you've been inspired by a podcast yourself? Is it because you want to finally step from outside of the shadow and put yourself out there in some way? Let me know in the chat section. Yeah, you want to share information, create community. Yes, you're a fellow lover of podcast, 100%. You want to support people on their journey and make them aware of what you can do to find your voice and be vocal. Yes, you like to talk, Emma. Yes, I like to talk too, so I get that. Estelle, you want to put yourself out there. That's amazing. You've been inspired by podcasts. Great. So you see how we're all going to find a reason and keep them coming, right? I love reading your comments as they come. You got to figure out like why you want to start a podcast is super important, okay? Because that why is going to, as you know, is going to fuel and drive most of the hurdles that you're going to get through as you launch your podcast. But just starting with that alone is usually a great indication of like, is podcasting good for you or not? So a real quick little webcast, you know, bliss. You've probably done a bunch of these before, so I'm not going to spend too much time. But if like me, you get distracted really easily, I just put full screen this Zoom window and try and minimize anything else. I try and put my phone on silent. If for whatever reason this webcast crashes, just log back in using the same link that you've got. And look, big shout out to all of you who've been participating. Please keep participating. I love it. It really makes this session more interactive. And there will be a Q&A at the end. So fear you not. So real quick, why are we here? After launching my podcast and realizing that I made every single mistake you could think of, but also learned a really ton of valuable stuff, I started experimenting 4 years ago with teaching small classes on how to launch a podcast. And I've been honored now today through my workshops, my talks, my boot camps to have taught over 500 people how to launch a podcast, right? And here's the model that I've designed, that I've created, that actually encompasses everything you need to know to launch a successful podcast from scratch. So there's the first part is design. And that's effectively having a clear concept. You know who your core audience are and you've got a solid schedule and you commit to it and you can keep to it. Number two is create. That's actually when you start creating your podcast. That's getting the right gear, making sure the production quality is up to scratch and you found the perfect hosting platform. Then obviously you get to like the most daunting and scary part for a lot of us, which is launching, right? So how do you actually make sure you have a successful launch campaign, from a polarizing jingle to having a broadcasting plan and make sure you've got a solid promo campaign in place. And then finally, once that you've designed, created and launched, you've got to make sure you scale, right? Because if you're not getting your message out there, if nobody's listening to it, it's great. Well done. And I'm really proud of you that you got yourself out there, but I want you to serve more people. So that's how do you get raving fans? How do you invite really powerful guests if that's what you want, or co-hosts? And how do you find ideal sponsors? Anybody here interested in monetizing their podcast in some way without making it or feel icky or salesy or sleazy, but anybody here interested in like, hey, if I can make an extra $1,000 a month with my podcast, that'd be amazing. Like, or if I could find a way to share my products or share my business or my services through my podcast or get a financial sponsor, would that be something you'd be interested in finding out about? Yeah, cool. Yeah, that'd be nice. Okay. So I'll talk about that in a second. So for those of you like stressing out and are thinking like, oh my God, like we're just going to have 45 minutes. I want to have more time. I've actually gone ahead, the process that I did over the 4 years of teaching that I spent almost 4 weeks, I actually spent a whole day filming the whole content. So it's all packaged. You can find all about it on thepodcastrevolution.com. I'll tell you a bit more about it later if you're interested. But effectively, I just want you to not stress out that your reptile brain goes crazy and know that all of this is available online to you whenever you want. Okay? Okay. So some of the graduates that have come out of the podcast who, just like you, A, weren't sure if they were supposed to launch a podcast, B, were really afraid of launching themselves out into the world, C, didn't think they were technically savvy in any kind of way, have gone off and launched some really amazing, what I would call impactful podcasts, okay? These are just a few of them. I just want to give you a few sample. But this is what I get really excited about. So I get messages like this or emails from postgraduates who tell me like they just rolled over 30,000 downloads. They've got a financial sponsor book for the next season. Jamie Day, we'll talk about Jamie a little bit later. When he launched, got in the news and noteworthy of Apple Podcasts, got really excited. And Rab was one of my latest graduates of the program. managed to get Jay Shetty on the show as a guest. So truly, there are amazing opportunities for all of you to have some form of impact and success of your podcast. So here's something that I love to do, and that's to share the love. For one of you, if you're still on this webinar by the end, and I'm guessing we can see the participants list, or Christopher can see the participants list, I'm going to give one person for free the entire program online. And all you got to do is the following. If you want to take part, take a screenshot of this or take a photo of this on your phone and post it on Instagram. Tag me, right, at Mark LaRouste, and share the love. If more people launch podcasts, we can make a bigger difference. And that's just kind of my quirky way of wanting to spread the love and spread the message. So again, take a photo of this, tag me on Instagram, and we'll pick one of the winners at the end who gets a free ride on the entire program. Cool. Are you ready? Yeah. I'm going to say that's a yes. So one of the reasons, this is really important we do this, by the way, what is stopping you right now from launching a podcast? What is the reason why you haven't launched a podcast yet? Yeah, like what do you make up? Why have you not launched a podcast yet? Let me know in the chat room. Yeah, you haven't got a precise concept. No income. Yeah, not enough content. Yes, technical knowledge. That comes up all the time. Don't have time to edit. Yep. Alisa just thought about it this morning. Well, welcome. Great that you just thought about it, Kim. Great. Thank you. So what if you go through this list, right? Keep them coming. Techie Dinosaur. I've done this for 4 years. 500 people have gone through the program. And let me tell you this. I call them pod blockers. And this is what people make up the reason why they haven't launched a podcast. And it tends to be 19% of the time. They think it comes down to gear, right? Technical stuff. And here's the truth. The technical stuff is less than 5% of the problem. I'm going to give you some tools right now today that you're going to be able to get rid of that 5% problem. What I find is that actually the reason why most people don't launch a podcast is something that's a little bit more internal, something that is actually holding them back. So what would you say are some of the reasons why you really haven't launched a podcast that you might be embarrassed to admit out loud and that you might not want to know most people know about you, right? Like, what is something that you might have an internal struggle about? Let me know in the chat room. Share it, because I can guarantee you that once you start opening up, the floods will come and everybody will relate to what you're saying. Yeah, afraid of sharing my voice, fearing of making mistakes, sense of self-worth. Yeah, 100%. How can I articulate an idea clearly? Overwhelmed. Right? Like all these things. And the reason why I'm mentioning this is that this is the real reason why you haven't launched a podcast, not the technical stuff. The technical stuff, you can tick that real quick. The real reason why you haven't launched a podcast is because you've let your pod fears get in the way. Okay. So we're going to work on that. Cool. And if you want to get a real insight into all of that, all those internal fears and all those reasons, go to episode 55 of my podcast, The Unconventionalists. Maybe we can share the link here in the chat room if it's easier. Trust me, it's theunconventionalist.com/episode/55. I recorded the most embarrassing podcast of my life where I share with you 12 years of tape from my first interview I did at university when I was 19 years old, all the way to recently. And I evolved, I became better, I became more articulate, but I sucked. I was terrible. I was really rubbish. So it's going to give you the permission to suck when you start off. Right. So here's the thing. For those of you still hesitating about podcasts, let me tell you, we've just passed 1 million podcasts, and most people panic that think that I've missed the boat. It's a drop in the bucket compared to blogs and compared to vlogs. But here's the real catch. 93% of podcasts do not go past episode 7. You heard that right, right? It can go sometimes up until 12, right? But there's a drop off. 93% of people don't go past episode 7. And the reason being is that I believe they don't have a clear strategy. They are doing it for all the wrong reasons. They think it's going to be super easy to launch, and then realize that even when they do launch, they might not get the results they want, which kind of sucks, right? So let's get into it. As you saw, there are 12 steps. We're not going to get time to dive into each step. I'll quickly go over the 3 steps and then we'll dive into one each time. But the first one is you're going to figure out what your style is, right? What kind of style of show are you going to be? Anybody here hear of Serial? If you haven't heard of Serial, Serial is an amazing podcast, which I think put podcasting on the planet, on the face of the planet for most people. But that's a crime kind of investigation, going back in time and opening a cold case and all this kind of stuff. That's a genre. So you're going to figure out what style is your podcast going to be. You're going to be interviewing people, or you're going to be doing tech, lessons, learning, meditation, health, yoga. What's it going to be? The second thing you really need to make clear about is who your audience are. You need to make sure about who specifically you're targeting. You can't be for everyone, like in any business, in any successful venture. You need to be super clear on who you're targeting. An amazing example of this is Business Dad, right? By the co-founder of Reddit and the husband of Serena Williams. This is a podcast dedicated for dads who also run businesses and people who run businesses who are also dad. And as a dad who also runs a business, I completely identify to this conversation. I love them. He interviews some really inspiring people who are doing some amazing things. And they talk about the internal challenges of being a dad and running a business, right? So that is a perfect example of niching down. And the concept, what are you actually going to be talking about? Right? Like, how do you actually figure out the content? We're going to dive into this, right? We don't have time for the second two, but we're going to dive into this because I think this is where most people get stuck at the start. So how do you define your concept and your style? You start off by asking why you're starting a podcast. We briefly talked about it at the beginning. Go deeper into why you really want to do this. Maybe it's to grow your income, influence, impact, right? Like, get clear. Maybe it's because you want to help one person. Maybe it's because you want to help your former self, if someone could hear this. What is your podcast going to be about, right? So the way that I see it, it's like an inverted V, if you want. Well, actually, no, it's actually a V. Where you've got like leadership, that's a really broad topic. Leadership for millennials, okay, that's like a subtopic. And then it's like leadership for female millennials, right? So you kind of go, the more narrow you go, the more impact you'll have. Okay, that's like a real nugget. You've got to get this. What's your twist? When you are invited to give a TEDx talk, they often ask you like, okay, we get what your topic is, but what's your twist on it? What's your take on it? What's your assessment of it? Like, we've got to get a feeling for it and we've got to get your flavor. That's being authentic. That's being truth, finding your voice, standing up for what you're believing and stand up against what you don't. You got to ask yourself some questions like, will you host it alone? Right? So like, some of the benefits of hosting alone is that you get to decide what content you want to put out there. It's on your schedule. You can do whatever you want. The downside of being on your own is that you're on your own. So if you don't feel like it, it's easy to get out of it. If you're struggling, you don't have anybody necessary to bounce ideas with. Co-host, the great thing about co-host is that it really brings two different voices to a show. It brings two different networks and communities and worlds together. It makes it dynamic. It's exciting. The cons of a co-host is that you've got to find the co-host, then you've got to find the time that both works, and then you've got to make concessions. And that's just part of anything, right? Like co-founders in general, your business soulmates. If you're a brand, remember that your podcast needs to be aligned with your why. It doesn't necessarily have to be directly related to what you do, but it has to be related to your why. Okay. So you can see, for example, Amazon sponsored a podcast around starting businesses, Open for Business, I believe, via Gimlet Media. So it's like enabling people around the world to have the tools they need to do the work that matters, right? But whatever that is, it just needs to be make sense. Does that make sense? A case study of someone who's really nailed all three of those is CoronaCast. One of my graduates, Dr. Hannah Harris, she's a GP here in the UK, and she decided to run a CoronaCast to talk about teenagers and how lockdown and the fear of Corona impacted her daughter, her 16-year-old daughter. And so they interview some of their friends. They put some audio clip from that. It's a really cool podcast. But the reason why I'm sharing this is that she got picked up by Great British Podcasts as one of the go-to podcasts to listen to. So she got some incredible exposure. And the reason being is because it was timely, but also because she was super clear on what the podcast was, who it was for, and what wasn't it for them. So that's the design. That's the core concept of design. Then you got to think about create, right? Once you've got your audience, once you've got your style and your concept, you got to think about how do you actually create? So a few things you need are like a hosting platform. So when you launch a podcast, the way it works is that you need to be able to park it somewhere that can then distribute it, right? So those are called hosting platforms. There's a bunch of them. Libsyn is one of them. SoundCloud, people use that. Anchor is one of them. I talk a lot about that on my online video program. But you need to find a platform where you're going to be hosting your podcast. The second thing you really need to think about is the quality production that you need to make sure that it's high enough that people pay attention, but it doesn't have to be so complicated that you end up spending a bomb or spending 1,000 years trying to actually perfect it, right? So you've got two ways to go about this. You can learn to edit your way, or you can hire someone and outsource. I personally would recommend outsourcing as quickly as possible, because I didn't do it for like 3 or 4 years, I think. And now I do, and it's like my life is completely different. But those are really your two options. But what I want to get into today is the gear, because most people get stuck on what gear to get, right? Like, anybody here is thinking, I don't know what microphone to buy. I don't know what gear I need. Where do I even start? Anybody stuck in that way? Just going to take a sip of this. Yeah. Sabrina, you're in. Okay. So again, before you panic, you can go and check out this. I'm going to try and put it here. I don't know if that's going to work or not, but let's see. I hope I spelled that right. But you can go to theunconventionist.com/bonus. And everything I'm going to tell you now, you can get it. And you'll have the links, the description, my personal take on all this. I don't want you to panic and frantically write down names of all these microphones, because you can get all this, right? I did this because people were panicking during workshops. I was like, just chill. I'm going to put it all online for you. Just get it, right? So you can focus. Cool. So honestly, if all of you got a smartphone, you can launch a podcast with a smartphone today. Like, you don't need more than a smartphone. It depends where you want your quality to be, but realistically, you can just launch a podcast using your smartphone, whether that's a Android, Samsung, or iPhone, doesn't matter. But you all have an innate capacity on these phones to have voice recorders and also some tools such as Anchor, where you can directly record from your phone. Now, if you want to increase the quality of just using your phone, I really recommend you invest in a lavalier mic, which is basically a microphone you plug directly into your phone. So you would plug it here and then you can clip it to your shirt so that the volume and the quality is just higher than if you were just speaking into your phone. Now, the question I always get is, can I use this to interview people? The short version is yes. It's like a super cheap version if you're in person with someone, but it's the awkward gesture of going back and forth. And because of social distancing, I probably wouldn't recommend this in this climate, but this is usually best if you're going to do a solo round of interviews. And hopefully that will exactly be what you need. So these are just an example, but you don't need to get a Blue Yeti. You can get any microphone USB that you find online and whatever retailer of your choice. But my go-to, and as you can tell, you can probably hear me a little bit louder now. My go-to has been the Blue Yeti. I've had it for 3.5 years and I use it for all my interactive sessions online and all this stuff. But I also use it for my intros and outros of my podcast. It's a sturdy companion. It's a little bit heavy. I've had friends who recommended some smaller ones. You can find a bunch of them for smaller budgets, but you do need to plug them into your laptop. Although this one has the capacity to be plugged into an external media recorder. All you need to know for simplicity is, if you just want to level up on your audio, just invest in a USB microphone, plug it into your laptop. You can use software such as Audacity to record directly into your computer. It's a free open source software. Lewis Howes used it for many years, and you can just do a better quality job. So for those of you thinking, well, actually, I just want to take it up a notch, what can I get? Zoom is one brand. There are different brands, but Zoom's the one I use. This is the one I actually use for my video CV that went viral back in 2012. This is a great way that you can actually record. It's got like a little SD card inside of it. And by the way, in my online program, I talk about all the mistakes I've made over the years and kind of do's and don'ts. But what you will need for this, you will just need to have a microphone and a cable to plug into your recorder. It's a little bit like if it was just a fancy, bigger phone where you're going to be recording it, right? It's like a recording device. And then you take the SD card out, you've got your audio volume and it's great. So the audio, the Zoom H4n can only hold two people at a time. So if there's just you, great. If there's just you and one other person, fantastic. If there's three, don't buy this. Okay. The most versatile one is the Zoom H6. It's the one I use. It's the one I recommend most of my students who are going to be doing some form of in person at one point. You can also actually pass that through your computer, but that's a different conversation. But again, you can have up to four guests, right? And I've done the guests where you've got two guests and it's just a nightmare with one microphone. So this is just solves everything, right? So they say you're going to have four microphones, four cables, and just level it up. So this is the setup that I've been using at The Unconventionalist. If you go on YouTube, youtube.com/MarkLaRouste, and you check out season 14, season 13 of the entire Unconventionalist podcast, all of that was recorded with the following gear. Okay. And again, it's all in the guide, so you can just go and check it out. But that's what helped me to record. And it was an investment, but look, I recorded so many episodes, reached actually 2.5 million views we've got now on YouTube. So well worth it. Of course, Zoom. Who hasn't heard of Zoom today? I mean, Zoom, Matt. Anyway, so Zoom, if people want to record Zoom or Skype or Google Hangouts or all these kind of medium to record, I really recommend you invest in a webcam. So this webcam that you're seeing here, I don't know if you can see it, but that's an external HD webcam. It just increases the quality and obviously have your microphone. So that's if you want to level up for video and audio recording. But here's what I will say. Zoom is not the best audio or video quality to record a podcast on. It will decrease slightly the quality. The real way of doing it, actually, if I'm being honest, the best way to do it and the best way that I've found to do it is to use an external device to record the audio. And I actually use my phone to record myself, and I use Zoom to interact with the guest, but I don't actually use that as the final software on my end, because the quality is just not high enough for my standards. But just so you know, if you want to get started, this is a great option. Okay. It's a great option. For those of you who want to be a bit more adventurous, Zencastr is a platform that a lot of people recommend. It does have a little bit of faults at time. I've had a few podcasters interview me, tell me that maybe out of 100, they've lost 2 or 5 files because of some unknown error, but it's been recommended by a few people. And Zencastr, the way that it does it, I can't really explain it, but it's a software that mirrors you recording wherever you're on the world on your computer, and then uploads it to this system and this software. So it sounds like you're in the same room. Like, I've never seen a better audio quality than Zencastr when I'm being interviewed. It actually feels like I'm in the same, I think Mind Horizon. God, I hope I got the right podcast name. I got interviewed. Go and check it out. I think it's on marklaRouste.com/media or something like that. Just go to the bottom. But yeah, so that's one way you can do it, but obviously have a better quality. Again, if this feels overwhelming, just go back to theunconventionalist.com/bonus. I have a video where I walk you through every microphone. You can hear it. You can see it. You don't want to spend too much time on things that you can get online rather than get the experience. So a graduate case study is my friend Tony Riddle. If you haven't heard of Tony Riddle, he's an absolute legend. Go and check him out. The Natural Lifestylist over on Instagram. And he went off and run barefoot across the bottom point of the United Kingdom all the way up to Scotland. And he just recently beat a world record of climbing the peaks barefoot. But that's another story. And so he was going around interviewing people on sustainable change and environmental changes on his way as he was running up, and had this versatile microphone setup that he used. There's a funny story. If you want to hear back, go and see. He came to my show twice, but go and listen to him before his challenge. He talks about the biggest mistake he made interviewing these people and how he had to go back to Ireland twice to do the same podcast. It's quite funny. So go and check it out. And now, yeah, he's been on Rich Roll. For anybody who knows Rich Roll or listens to Rich Roll podcast, but anyway, go and check it out. His stories are awesome. And true story and funny anecdote, Tony Riddle came on my podcast for the very first time. It was the first time he ever shared his story. So that's a whole other conversation, a whole other topic I talk about, the power of sharing your story. Cool. So now you design, you know how to create. Let's talk about launching. So launching really is to try and get you as visible as possible to the most people. For most people, it's going to be on Apple Podcasts, News and Noteworthy. You can see this on top of the episodes, top of the podcast, different charges. Here are a few things you need. You need a polarizing jingle. You basically need, within the few seconds of getting on your show, people need to know why they should pay attention or not. You need to make sure you've got a solid broadcasting schedule so you know when you're going to come out, how often, and that you stick to it. But what we're going to talk about today is really promo campaign. Again, if you're going to launch, you're going to make sure that you launch with a bang. And here's what you need. You need 3 pillar episodes to make sure that your foundational episodes are done. Explain your show. Why are you launching your podcast? Like, the first episode should really be a short teaser trailer. Why are you doing what you're doing? What to look forward to? Who are the kind of guests you're getting on the show? What are the kind of topics you're going to cover? How often you're going to be broadcasting, etc. Create the hook for the listeners. Is this for me? Yes or no? If no, do I know who it's for? The more you polarize, the more you amplify. Right? Like, you got to make sure that you can polarize and people know exactly who you're for. Okay. Try and get your biggest guests on early. I know this sounds counterintuitive, but you actually need to ride on bigger guests as soon as you possible, not wait until the very end, because the algorithm of Apple Podcasts, at least it used to be, is 8 weeks. So once you launch, you've got 8 weeks to be featured in News and Noteworthy. So you want to make sure you get some big hitting guests that are going to bring some great community to your podcast. And if you don't have great guests, don't worry. It doesn't matter. Just have a juicy topic that you know people are going to be excited about. And the way to find that, you've got a bunch of tools online, BuzzSumo, Google AdWords. I personally use Google search and YouTube a lot. I'll type in a few keywords like, I don't know, how to overcome imposter syndrome, right? And see what kind of titles come up, and I'll see what is kind of trending and working well. And then I'll reverse engineer my podcast episodes according to that. Then you need to make sure you listen, ask all your listeners to go back and listen to your previous episodes and download all of them, listen to them, leave a rating and review. And of course, we're lazy. We don't like doing that. We're humans. We're like, oh my God, you're asking me too much. Why would I do this? So a few things you can do is organize a competition, create mini series. I've used this technique and it's worked really well. But more importantly, students have used it. I've gone off and launched some great podcasts and shows. There's a platform you can use, King Sumo by Noah Kagan, which helps you create contests and viral content. And here's Jason Greystone, the host of Always Free, one of my graduates. He launched using this whole methodology that I'm just teaching you now in my whole online program. He launched this, and he surprisingly, and this doesn't happen to everybody, so I'm just managing expectations, but he just implemented everything I said and effectively ended up in number one in three different categories on Apple Podcasts after 3 days of launching. And you can go and check out his testimonial on the website where basically he just shares the impact of launching a podcast on him. Which has been really cool. Okay, scale. We're going to finish on this. You need raving fans. Like, if you want your podcast to not be just a moment, but a movement, you need raving fans who want to get behind, support you, and push you along the way. And you can do that by actually helping them get them to promote your show. So I usually ask my listeners, you know, tag me wherever you are, wherever you're listening. I really want to, you know, I want to hear how you're doing. And here, for example, this is Jack Bremer, who basically said, I'm listening from Wandsworth, hashtag you asked. So I get random people just tagging me in different locations around the world. And I love it. It's so cool just to hear how the podcast, this was like one of the, this like sounds really weird, but this was so cool. I had no idea who this person is. And they said they recommended podcasts and they put me in the top three that they were recommending as total strangers. That feels so cool. Like when people take your message and go and spread it with the world, that's how you get raving fans. Partners and sponsors is another great way for you to monetize your podcasts. I've got a great case study, Vivo Life. If you've never heard of Vivo Life, an amazing brand, you can use the discount Mark to get 10% off your first purchase. That's M-A-R-K. But Vivo Life were an amazing brand. I've been using them for years and they were the first partner that I brought on, because I believed in their message. I interviewed the founder, loved what they were about, and I ended up doing a whole promotion campaign for them. So I got financial sponsorship and support from them and their team. And we basically ran this whole campaign around how to get their message out there, how to put their products in the spotlight. And they were absolutely delighted. Not only was it the first campaign, but it's been their best promotional campaign they've done. And I just had John, we were just chatting the other day, and we're going to come back on season 15, I think it is, or 16. I can't remember now. But this is an amazing way to reach more people. Okay. And just a case study of people who implement this strategy, Jamie Day, he actually went and partnered up with Calm, which is a mental health charity in the UK, and promoted their charity in exchange of them promoting his podcast. And he got into News and Noteworthy and actually came in top 10 podcast, which is no small feat, right? Finding great guests. This is what I want to show you right now, especially if you're starting off. We're going to real quick. Noah Kagan was someone I really want to interview. He's the Facebook employee number 30. If you never heard about him, he's really cool. I basically saw a story on Instagram. I messaged him, ended up getting his email, reached out to him, and he said yes. Right. And I got him on the show. You can go and check out our podcast. Sarah Knight, those of you who might.
Hey, everybody. I think Mark froze on us for a second, but we're going to work on getting him back. I really love a lot of the questions that you guys are dropping in the chat here, and the Q&A rather. We have a few more minutes. Oh, Mark is back.
Sorry about that. This is a part of this amazing thing called life. Okay, let me just, I'll jump back in straight away. So Steph, right? So she came to the program and she was kind of telling me, what if you've got an email of someone, but you've never contacted them? What do you do? And I said, well, ask them. She said, but what if they say no? I said, but what if they say yes? So she wrote an email to this contact she had, and he replied, sure. And this is Chip Wilson, the founder of Lululemon. And he's featured on her podcast as episode number 2, right? Like she followed the strategy and got it. So I'm just curious. I'm just going to pause there. What's like one big takeaway you're getting? Like what's one big thing that you're taking away from all of this so far before we jump to the Q&A? What's like a light bulb moment, something that out of all these strategies that you want to take away? Let me know in the chat room. Yep. Okay, good. Just going through the comments to inspire. Yep. Reverse. It's not hard. You just got to do it. Yes. Yeah. Think about style and concept. All dogs can learn new tricks. Yes. 100%. Okay. But here's the thing. And I just want to share this. I want to wholeheartedly share this with you, because what I've found, I don't know if this maybe resonate with you, but I've been to a bunch of these kind of talks and seminars and workshops and I'm like super inspired. I'm like, oh my God, you know, I'm confident. I've got it. Yes. Okay. No problem. But then I kind of end up walking around like just a big library, like all this knowledge and all this information. And I never really actually do anything, because actually I feel like, who am I to do this? That little voice inside of my head becomes louder and louder. And the other voice that was kind of feeling really inspired and confident on the talk kind of like slept away. And I feel like this, and then I've got a bazillion things in my head. And I've kind of seen this over and over again, right? Because out of the people who I've helped launch podcasts, a bunch of them didn't launch podcasts. So I've learned along the way. And here's what I found. There tends to be three things that are missing. You've got the potential, but you don't have a plan. So what you need is a strategy. You want to get doing, but you keep on pushing it back. You're procrastinating. What you need is accountability. And it feels kind of lonely. And what you would really like is to share your wins and learns. So I'd like to ask you this. Over the next 90 days, what would you like to commit and achieve with your podcast? Right? If you had to focus on one of these or multiple of these, what is the one thing you would like to achieve in the next 90 days with your podcast? Let me know in the chat box. Yeah, your concept. Clear concept, yes. Design and creation. Cool. Design. Yeah. Raving fans. Okay, cool. Get an audience. Brilliant. Cool. All right. So I'll be real quick. We've talked about case studies. The one case that we haven't talked about is you. Okay. That is the one thing. And I don't want to leave this without offering you the opportunity to actually make this happen. So here's what we're going to do. I'm actually looking for people who are really interested in just implementing this and making it real, right? So if you're just curious, that's totally cool. You can probably do this on your own. If you really want to spend the hours and times, you can find a bunch of resources online. That's really cool. For those who are just like, you know what, Mark, I'm done already. I want to have the impact. I want to get going. Help me. So here's the thing. You're going to get access to the whole program online. I'm actually introducing this. We're going to do a live call every month where you can get all your questions answered, get on the hot seat, make sure you ask me directly all your burning questions. And in 30 days, I want you to be launching your podcast. Cool. One of the things, the same person that launched at the very beginning about how the financial sponsorship helped out has just said that he's just got over 100,000 downloads. And the other thing I want to give you is the podcast canvas. How do you actually get your concept and strategy in one clear document that you can share with your team, freelancers? I want to throw in there the podcast workbook where you can actually go through the whole system, write down your questions, deepen the learning. And it's like, you know, how you stack the value and all this stuff. To be honest with you, like when I was doing this, like, yeah, it's worth well, 1,000. But if you're on the embodiment conference, it probably means that two things. You want to make an impact and you want to make a difference, right? So I'm going to offer you all of that for £197. If you're interested, take it. If you go through the whole program and you hate it, I'll not only buy the program back from you, I'll even throw in a free taco deal. And if you buy today, here's the thing I'm going to throw in for all of you who are interested. If you buy today, I'll invite you to a VIP Facebook group I host called the Very Inspiring Podcasters. And that's where you get some amazing support. I do some live Q&As in there as well. That's it. Join the revolution podcast, £197. Okay. But the one thing I'll say is launching a podcast will give you a quest, will give you a mission, and you will become unstoppable. So all you got to do is head over to the podcastrevolution.com, put in embodiment 50 to get yourself your 50% discount. And I hope I'll see you in there. And for those of you who are going through this right now and panicking and going, oh my God, this is awesome. Once you put your email in, just make sure you look out for the have a coupon, because I've had a few people tell me they couldn't find it. It's just at the top there. You put in the code and then you go, what's the catch? You got to do the heavy lifting. I'm not doing a podcast for you. You've got to do it. You're going to be willing to be yourself and make a difference. And you got to have some fun. Okay. That's it. So we're going to jump to your Q&A. We've got 5 minutes to do Q&A, which is awesome. If you're waiting for a sign, this is it. Right? If you're waiting for a sign to launch your podcast, today's the day. There's this old saying, like, the best day to plant a tree was yesterday. The second best day is today. I can guarantee that the biggest transformation you'll get, the actual podcast you launch, but it'll be yourself, right? Like, there's a great saying that the podcast that will change your life is not a podcast you listen to, it's the podcast you launch. So let's do this. Cool. Let's get some Q&A. While that's happening, I'm just going to make sure I honor my promise at the beginning of picking someone who's tagged me in their stories. But Christopher, take it away. Questions. I'm here. All ears.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much. I feel incredibly inspired, and here it's the morning, like I said, so I'm raring and ready to go. So let's get to some of these questions. All right. So Aprili asks, what's your advice on how to balance our voice and shut up so that we can share the mic with groups whose voices are often repressed, i.e.
yes,
people of color, LGBTQ, yes, children, refugees, etc.
Yeah, so a really good example that I've seen online, by the way, around this is Lucy Werner from, you can go and check it out at W-E-R-N, I believe is her handle on Instagram. And she's done an amazing job at actually passing the mic and sharing the mic and just giving other people voices who don't necessarily have that spotlight. And she's got a bit of a platform and she's coming on the show. She's got a great book called Hype Yourself. So she's a good example. But what I'll say is, when I talk to people, so I've got a friend who she specializes in diversity and marketing. So she basically helps brands to better understand how to market to different demographics and social groups. And one of the things we talked about is the uncomfortable, awkward first conversation. The first thing you kind of go is I'm a little bit uncomfortable. I want to do this, but I don't know how to be sensitive about it. I don't know how to start. How do I make it so it's actually helpful and not doesn't come across as condescending? So often I find that mix comes into play. But just invite, say, hey, I'm looking for someone who'd be interested in either co-hosting with me or taking over my show. I've given my show over to, like, I had a friend who was launching a book. I said, look, just take over the show, become a guest host. And he took over the show and I gave him an episode. So there are so many different ways, and having a platform enables you to give back in that way and share the mic as we should. So that's like one side. Does that answer the question, Christopher?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And sort of, you know, since we're running a little bit low on time, I'm going to kind of combine the next three questions into one, but it's also kind of going forward with this idea of how to create and maintain community. So we have a few questions about, for instance, the best way to record from a distance. You mentioned getting a webcam and adding a visual element.
Yeah.
Do you have any other tips on that front? And then also, what's the best way to sort of train your voice and maintain a pace so that you can be the most communicative as possible?
Yeah. Okay. So there's two separate questions. I'll start with the first one. Technical stuff is just, look, you've got to understand there's a great talk by, Ari, what's his name? He's the founder of This American Life. I can't believe his name has just escaped me, a podcast. Google Ari and then put the words creative gap on YouTube and it'll come up. It's one of the best things you can understand. It's basically you have an expectation of where you'd like to be and this is where you are. And that gap is what kills creativity, because we know we're not there yet. We suck, but we want to be there. And so we let that judgment get in the way of actually doing anything. But the better you become, the more you elevate your standard. So for the video is like, if you want to do a video show on YouTube or anything like that, it's great to invest in video equipment, but you can start with your smartphone. Just start where you are. Don't let kit get in the way of having an impact. Like, I can't tell you the amount of times I've said this to people. Don't let the equipment get in the way of you making a difference. The second thing is how to train your voice. You're not going to like this answer. Nobody does. But there's no magic pill. Practice, 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 practice. Let me tell you. So I used to hang out in South Africa with comedians, including Trevor Noah. But when I used to live there in 2007, eight, was it? And I saw them at their craft. I saw them do the same gig set over and over and over and over and over again until they got to bigger stages. And when you saw them, you felt like it was the first time they said it. They'd been practicing that for so long. So if you think that you don't have a voice, first of all, you're wrong. You have a voice. You may not be happy with your voice. You might be judging your voice right now. But what you need to do is put that on hold and say, hey, I hear you, little voice that's hating on me right now, my unwanted housemate. But we're going to come back in a few months after we've done a few episodes and check back in and see, are we really that bad? Right? So listen back to yourself when you edit. I realize I speak really fast. I say things like, all these sounds come up in my episodes that I then write down and make notes. Please, please, please go back to episode 55 of my podcast. It will answer all your imposter questions. I bared myself and my soul naked to the world. And and everyone who listens to the episode gets in touch with me and go, oh my God, thank you so much for that. That was hilarious and must be really embarrassing. And the answer is it's both.
Well, that's amazing. And unfortunately, we are out of time, but anybody else that has questions or if questions pop up, please go over to thepodcastrevolution.com. You'll get more information about Mark's work. And just a reminder that this session will be free for 48 hours. And then after that, you can log on to the Embodiment Conference website and you can buy all the recordings. You can get a full library of the conference, watch on your own time, really digest the information. And of course, that helps out with our ability to bring you this session for free today. You also get a ton of extras like notes, audio, and learning lists from the presenters. In between now and other sessions you might be attending, don't forget to go to our Zoom coffee break rooms. We'll drop the link in the chat to that. And also join the Embodiment Conference Facebook group. We'll also drop the link to that in the chat. So to give you the final word, my friend, what is your top tip for living a more embodied life? To Mark. So, sir, what is your top tip for living a more embodied life?
Sorry, I thought you were asking the panelists.
No problem.
I thought you were asking everyone. I was like, I'm really looking forward to this. Real simple, and it's really hard. Breathing. My friend Arthur Paulins, one of my graduates, is a breathwork coach, and he's brought me a lot in my life, and breathing. When I don't breathe, I'm not living an embodied life. When I'm not pausing and breathing, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for that answer. Thank you for today's presentation. I really appreciate it. And you'd be well.
Yeah, thank you so much. I was going to say the winner of today was at Jump Wellness Coaching. So at Jump Wellness Coaching, congratulations. You've won yourself a free ticket and I'll be in touch on Instagram. I just wanted to honor the promise I made at the start. But thank you all. Have some fun. If you've got any questions, connect with me. I'm mostly on Instagram, but I'll be rooting for you and your shows no matter what.
Awesome. Thanks, everyone. See you at other sessions.